says that just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man, i.e. Jesus. And Philippians 3 reminds us that we eagerly await a Saviour from heaven who will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. What a promise. What a prospect. What cause for rejoicing. You will have heard, I'm sure, of Joni Erickson, who suffered a horrendous diving accident at the age of only 17, which left her a total quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down. Just imagine that. And after a long time of going through all the emotions you would expect after such an experience, she gradually began to trust God again. She was helped, she says, by the vision of Jesus on the cross. In her words, immobilized, helpless, paralyzed, just like her. But what helped her most was the resurrection. I have hope for the future now, she wrote. The Bible speaks of our bodies being glorified in heaven. I now know the meaning of being glorified, she says. It's the time after my death here when I'll be on my feet dancing. And she wrote as well, no other religion, no other philosophy promises new bodies, hearts and minds. Only in the gospel of Christ do hurting people find such incredible hope. Well, there's one final question that Paul has been building up to. And in the light of everything else he has said, he ends on a note of triumph and victory. Verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And he's already answered that in the preceding verse when he says that death has been swallowed up in victory. And he goes on in verse 57 to give thanks to God because he gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. These verses don't need any commentary from me. We just need to share by faith in what God has accomplished in raising Jesus from the dead. John Donne was Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral at the time of the bubonic plague in the 17th century in London. And at a time when he thought he'd been infected, he wrote these defiant words, "Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die." Some of these verses we've been reading together are very precious to me, because when I was visiting my late wife Sandy day after day in hospital in Coventry some 5 years ago now, and she wasn't responding in any way, I used to read these and other similar verses over her. Whether she heard them, I don't know, but they helped me because they express the Christian hope that death is not the end, that this life is not all that there is, that there's a better place the risen Christ is even now preparing for those who love him. See, where there is little earthly hope, we have a heavenly hope. Some of you may remember the London Emmanuel Choir. Remember them? When Edwin Shepherd, its leader and conductor, died, someone expressed their sympathy to his wife Muriel on her loss. "Loss?" she said. "I haven't lost him. I know where he is." And by faith, I can say that about my wife, because the resurrection changes everything. It's that hope, all because Christ has risen, that has sustained me and enabled me, even in times of sorrow and difficulty, as verse 58 says, to stand firm and to give myself to the work of the Lord, because I know my labour in the Lord is not in vain. I hope many of you have found that too. This is what sets us apart from the world. It is possible in times of great difficulty or sorrow, yes, to know deep pain, but also to know deep peace at the same time. Let me encourage you not to let pain or sorrow shape your image of God, but rather to let your image of God shape your pain. The resurrection changes everything. We live today in the light of tomorrow. Tom Wright, in his commentary on these verses, says, "If it's true that God is going to transform this present world and renew our whole selves, bodies included, then what we do in the present time with our bodies and with our world matters." You see, we can't separate our future hope from our present responsibility. The promise of resurrection sends us back into our present world to love and to live for God in the knowledge that what we do now in the Lord will last, will matter, and will stand for all time. Jesus himself says to Martha in John 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die, will live. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." This is our faith. This is our hope. This is the gospel. And Jesus goes on in verse 26 to ask Martha, "Do you believe this? Well, I hope like me you do, because the resurrection changes everything." Amen.
Stand and sing our last song, shall we?
Across the land, and you left the
Shall we say the grace to each other? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with you
evermore.
Amen. Thank you.